Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday to all of you. Happy. Yes, it is. It is a game day Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Houston, here on Sports Radio 610, it is a game day Thursday. As I embark on a journey that will have me doing radio for 14 hours over the next 28-hour period.
That's right, baby.
You're not far behind, though.
No. But I don't have to do much. I'm checked out mentally already. I'm just here to enjoy the game.
Okay, good.
I decided a while back that on game days, I gotta not care how good I sound on the radio because I want to enjoy the games. It's the only reason I do this job is because I want to be able to have a job where I'm actually just watching sports. And then I realized one day, oh, I'm watching these sports, but I'm not really enjoying it as much as I should. So why am I even doing this job? So yeah. I said, well, screw the job. I want to watch sports and talk about them, and then if they fire me, so be it.
Yeah.
I'll just go back to watching sports.
You made a conscious decision that you're going to enjoy this stuff.
I'm going to check out.
Yeah.
And I think I've been better at my job since then.
That's good.
Sometimes when you stop caring, that's when you actually really make a breakthrough.
That is true. And I would, not to jump past all day today, but you and I will probably be a little sleep deprived tomorrow. I'll definitely be sleep deprived tomorrow. People have said that you and I do better shows on less sleep.
It's it works once or twice. That's the problem, is sometimes that's true, but then sometimes people make the mistake of thinking, oh, if I'm hungover, I'm actually pretty good and free and loose. Yeah. But then when you come in every day hungover,
you can only cash that chip so many times.
Yeah, it unravels pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I remember I was talking to a guy once who had been in NFL Europe. He was one of these guys when NFL Europe was still around, where he'd go and he'd play in NFL Europe, then he'd get a shot in training camp, then he'd go back to NFL Europe. And he was telling me it in completely earnestly. Yeah, so one night in Germany, we went out, and I got wasted the night before a game. And then I balled out the next day. So that's what I do now. And I'm like, dude, you're on like your third tour through NFL Europe.
Yeah.
When you have these good games in NFL Europe, you're doing it against guys who aren't going to play in the NFL.
Right.
At some point, you got to understand and recognize, no, it's not working for you.
So
you haven't made an NFL team yet.
So did he ever make an NFL team?
No.
Was it because he drank too much or because he wasn't good enough?
I think it was a combination of the. He would have never known if he was actually good enough because he was rationalizing it to an extreme degree.
Right, I got
the guy
you.
Had issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including he didn't make an NFL team, so he didn't get that big payday. That was probably his biggest issue. But
couldn't support his drinking habit.
Right, exactly. The Texans are going to have a big issue tonight if they don't win this game. I've been listening to a lot of this game's now on the radar nationally, so I've been listening to a lot of the national talk about this game. And I've heard some calling it a de facto playoff game, like an elimination game. And I don't feel that it's an elimination game only because you look at the AFC standings. And as I said yesterday, I think Buffalo is going to come back to the pack. If the Texans lose, they're in the middle of this just sort of quagmire of teams that are mediocre to average teams. And the Texans, I think the toughest part for the Texans if they lose this game is you get the Patriots coming up next. That's the hardest part. And if it's true that, hey, it was great that we have a short week after this loss to the Ravens. If they lose to the Colts tonight, then you can't sit here and go, well, at least we got 10 days to get ready for the Patriots. Both things can't be true. Otherwise, and it doesn't matter how long you have till after a game. So their take on Sunday was, well, this short turnaround is going to be a good thing because we get to forget about the Ravens loss quickly. And I kind of believe that after watching O'Brien do his press conferences this week and sort of listening to the buzz around the team, is that the short week did kind of force everybody to forget about the Ravens because here are the Colts. I think there could be an opposite effect if they lose this game tonight, where all of a sudden now you've got what's supposed to be a de facto bye week for them. Everybody's spending 10 days talking about how they're 6-5. The division's almost out the window. they're saying there's a it's basically 70% chance right now that the Texans make the playoffs as of today.
As of today,
the division's basically a coin flip. The only thing that's keeping them the favorite in the division right now is they have the home field advantage tonight.
But that's where the statistics get weird, because if they lose this game, supposedly they go down to what, a 25% chance.
Is that what it is? I mean,
they flip flop with the Colts. I had the stat down there, and then I thought that you had it, so I deleted it.
Yeah.
So now we're relying on my fragile memory.
I think we can just say without having to quantify it exactly, tonight is a huge, huge game for the Texans. The downside is massive.
It's massive. I'm going to say this, though. I don't always trust these statistics that show probability of winning the division and everything when they fluctuate that quickly.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Landry takes it one step further. Landry doesn't trust science in general.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like any statistic I would bring up about like some statistical study, he's I don't trust that.
Did he have a botched surgery at some point in his life?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like that's what made me skeptical of science.
He doesn't trust doctors.
Right?
Yeah.
So now I don't trust math or any of the scientific disciplines.
But you should be skeptical. When people feed you stats, you shouldn't just be like, oh, okay, that's a stat, so it must be true. You should be skeptical. I'm always skeptical of these win probabilities, both within the game and from week to week. You know, within the game where they say, wow, at the end of the third quarter, they had a 90% chance of winning. At the beginning of the fourth quarter, they had a 10% chance of winning. Yeah. Then they all of a sudden had a 90%. Ah, screw you, stats.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I guess just to subjectively talk about this thing, if they lose tonight, they're 6-5, and the Patriots are coming to town, so you're probably staring at 6-6. With the last month of the season, it looked a lot easier on paper a month ago than it does now. The Titans are actually playing some decent football.
Yeah.
The Broncos have lost multiple games on last-second field goals. And who knows what Tampa Bay is going to be at the end of the year. But for now, just eating what's on our plate tonight, the Colts come into town. The downside is huge. That said, I'm picking the Texans tonight. I do feel like a lot of the dynamics of the flow of a season, losing big the way they did on Sunday, teams usually bounce back from that. The Texans have typically been pretty good bouncing back from losses like that under, you know, double-digit losses, as we've talked about this week, under Bill O'Brien. I think Deshaun's going to play better. I think a big key will be getting Will Fuller back. The injury news came out yesterday. The Colts are winning the battle of the injury news right now, because it looks like T.Y. Hilton's going to play. He was a full participant on Tuesday. Eric Ebron was a full participant on Tuesday. Pierre Desir, who has done a nice job against DeAndre Hopkins the last couple times they played, was a full participant. The only real big injury right now, Costanzo was a full participant. He was on the injury report earlier this week, their left tackle. The only name that jumps out at you on the injury report that will not play tonight for the Colts is Marlon Mack, who tore up the Texans in a playoff game last year. But his backup ran for over 100. Jonathan Williams ran for over 100 yards last week against the Jags. So they've got guys. And Nyheim Hines has done a nice job as sort of a third down out of the backfield kind of back. I'm cautiously sort of nervous about this game, but I do think the Texans are going to win tonight. And if they win tonight, then they're in pretty good shape going into the Patriots game. Then that 10 days will feel like rest, not scrutiny.
They're in good shape, except that they're going against the Patriots. I guess, what do they have to do tonight that actually makes you feel good about the Texans versus the Patriots? That's what makes me nervous.
I'll tell you what they have to do.
Yeah.
Unlike all their other home games this year, they have to play a game that doesn't go down to the last possession. I just want them to win. Mm-hmm. I just want them to have one more point than the Colts at the end of the night. But your question's a different question. To feel good about how they're going to do against the Patriots, they need to have a win tonight where you go, okay, they were clearly the better team.
Right. They need to physically outplay them, not just squeak it out somehow or have a couple of big miraculous plays.
Right.
That's where I'm nervous. And I can write off some things about last week's game. For one, the Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens are just a juggernaut right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're tearing through everybody. They tore through the Patriots, who have a good defense. So I'm not as concerned about that. But I am concerned just about the state of the secondary. This is a skeleton crew they have back there. Bradley Roby might play tonight. We're not sure about Bradley Roby or Will Fuller.
Right.
And Will Fuller is the other big concern. Without Will Fuller, this offense is a completely different unit when it goes up against good defenses. So we've seen the issues that this Colts defense can present to Deshaun Watson. If Will Fuller plays tonight, I feel really good about their chances. If Will Fuller doesn't, I feel awful about their chances.
Wow, he's that big in this game.
He's huge for them. You look at DeAndre Hopkins' entire season and how much of it has been affected by the absence of Will Fuller. he just, everybody's focused on DeAndre Hopkins, and it's limiting what DeAndre, I mean, DeAndre's money, and he's churning out first downs and whatnot, but he's also averaging the fewest yards per reception that he's had in his entire career.
To your point, just in thinking back through, the three-game winning streak that the Colts have against the Texans, mm-hmm. going back to the, I forget what week it was last year, I think week 14, where they beat him, they snapped the nine-game winning streak. That was a win here at NRG Stadium. The playoff win, which was terrible at NRG Stadium. And then the game in week 7, Will Fuller went out in the first quarter of week 7. So I'm when I say this, I know it's not literally correct, but it's functionally correct. Will Fuller has missed all three of those games. Mm-hmm. In the games that they've played against the Colts during this three-game losing streak that they have, Will Fuller has basically not played in any of those three games. And they've looked pedestrian offensively in all three of those games.
Other than the 6 yards that he put up before he got injured last night.
Yeah, so that's why I say functionally. Right.
I was trying to remember how much it was. It was 6 yards.
He went out in the first quarter.
Yeah, one target, one reception, right. 6 yards. So, and it's not completely that. It's not, you know, because DeAndre's yards per reception was lower before Fuller went out too. Yeah. But it just adds such an element to that offense. And I'm really happy about some of the things they've done offensively this year. The Colts make me nervous, and that's where I am right now. Now, in terms of the winning the division probability and everything, it is really simple. It's just one of these things where you've got two teams with 6-4 records, and the Colts end up being two games ahead of you in the division if they win this game. So that's one game ahead of you, but with the
head-to-head.
Yeah, it's... Oh boy, the head to head.
You'd have to beat them. You can't tie with them. Yeah. Either. You got to beat them free.
It's a 1.5 game lead effectively.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. So it's a huge game tonight, man. Well, I'm excited for it. We'll get started with the pregame out at Bud Plaza at 4:20. Kickoff is at 7:20. Get there early. I think there are some concerns about traffic around the stadium tonight. If you're not going to the game and you live down near where Seth and I live, down near the Pearland Way, I would say maybe go the little back roads down Buffalo Speedway or South Post Oak and go hit the Beltway instead of zipping past the stadium and taking 288. Do everybody a big favor so they can get there and get nice and hammered before the game. Early. And if you're tailgating, drink responsibly, but drink just enough to where you're going to be at your peak loudest.
Lose your inhibitions.
Yes.
Yeah. Just be free out there.
Right.
Also, there's an app that you're supposed to download so you can be a part of the pregame show. They want you to get in early.
Okay.
Go to HoustonTexans.com and download the app. It's some kind of light show that the fans are going to be part of.
The pregame, with your phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Advanced stats on the Deshaun Watson.
Quantify it.
Post Will Fuller. 15 passes greater than 15 yards. He's 7 of 16. Wait, no, that's pre-Fuller, isn't it?
No, that's post-Fuller.
7 of 16 for 212 yards.
Yeah.
26. This is written weird. We added I'm a mess today.
Passes greater than 15 yards downfield since Will Fuller got hurt.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson is completing 7 of 16, so less than 50% for 212 yards. His DVOA is 26.9%. People go, what's DVOA? Well, it's an advanced stat, and I'll just basically tell you that Deshaun Watson is he's better than twice as good at that when Fuller is on the field. He's bottom line, he's much better at throwing the football down the field when Will Fuller is on the field.
Yeah, I miss Will Fuller, so he might be back tonight.
Yeah.
So, I'm in a funk from this Thanksgiving feast we had at lunch yesterday. I went
are you okay?
I didn't eat dinner. I had a straight...
Did you bring food to eat?
I've got an apple in there.
6:13.
I'm not hungry yet. I don't know.
How big is the apple?
Boa constrictor. I've got a feral hog inside of me. In addition to my other feral hog that I already have. So that's where
it's going to be. Good Thursday. Yeah. We're off and running on Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.